Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here from the home office in Auckland on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Of course, our talks went forward at the weekend, and we seem to be have moved into really nice weather as well. So you're listening to us tonight in Auckland on Planet FM on the 1st of October, down in Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM down there, and then Sunday afternoon on Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio. Special listener, welcome to all our listeners on planetaudio.org.nz who tune in each week across New Zealand and indeed to other parts of the world. We're picking up new people listening overseas all the time, so great to hear the programmes have been enjoyed in many countries. I hope you can stay with me for the next hour, as well as hearing my voice here, me, Dean Oliver Lee. We'll update you on all the news from Ireland and play plenty of music. And up first tonight, we'll talk more about this in sport. I thought we'd go with a song called The Offaly Rover. And we're going to play this to honour a great Offaly man. There's many great Offaly men and women, but one man that's dominated the news over the weekend is Shane Lowry. He obviously is a golfer, for those of you that might know, and he was part of the European Ryder Cup team. And he sunk a putt that got Europe a half a point that helped them retain the cup, which a few minutes later, they scored a few more points and they went on and won. But more about that later. But up first, as I said, here's a group of lads called Rula Booyah with the Offaly Rover.
A rover I have been, and the rover I will stay, unto that fateful county dear I will return someday. Rufalia, how I love you, with your heathered scented air. Silently the peaceful Brosna calls her sons from far and near. Oh, Kennedy, I long to see when the woodbine's in full bloom, or stroll the fields around for band, hear the wild birds in full tune. At Don McNoy's I see you, unto Banagher we'll stray. The fishermen will drink and hear of the ones that got away. They're still in exile, are some friends I used to know. Still I must pass Killahi, where great sportsmen are laid low. By Crawhan Hill I'll see you, where a childhood I didn't play. So a duty you won't all the more, I must be on my way. Pie upon the fire, bring the keg in from the bar. Let the blacksmith sing his rebel song, let the poacher tell his yarn. Come close, my friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we'll toast our Offaly heroes. Faithful county dear, I will return someday. For you, how I love you, with your heather scented. Silently the peaceful Rosna calls, her sons from far and near.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. It's a few years since I would have played the Offaly Rover on the programme that you're listening to, Ireland Calling. And as I mentioned, we'll start, of course, with sport tonight, with some sport. We'll come back to it later. The Ryder Cup event, which is the big golf tournament between the European team, best golfers in Europe, and the Americans, that takes place every second year. And this year's event just was a place called Betpledge Black outside New York. And over 40,000 people there every day. And Europe hadn't won the competition on US soil since 2012. And they were up against it. But they were certainly the dominant team in the first 2 days. Of course, Rory McIlroy was on the team as well, along with Lowry and all the best golfers in Europe, up against the best of the Americans. So it was all looking very well at Saturday. But throughout the whole day, Friday and Saturday, the first 2 days, the competition was an awful lot of bad name calling and certainly nasty comments coming from the audience to Lowry over his size, to McIlroy because of his relationship. He was supposedly going to divorce his wife last year, which he didn't. And but it got very nasty. But on Saturday, when Lowry was playing with McIlroy, they had a bit of interaction with the crowd, and it wasn't great from both sides. But anyway, Sunday went on, and all Europe needed to do was to get 3 points, and they were going to be home and host. They had a great lead, a 7-point lead on Sunday, but it proved very hard to get that. And coming down the 18th, Shane Lowry had to win his match, and American lose, obviously, for them to get a 0.5 point, which they did, which got them to 14 points. And shortly afterwards, they got another 2 points. So a win for Europe, and obviously the European fans and the many Irish fans that there were celebrating. And of course, the next event is going to be in Ireland in 2 years' time. They obviously won't be able to accommodate 40,000 people at Adair Manor down in County Limerick, but certainly let's hope that the sportsmanship will be better. But yes, Shane Lowry from Clara in Offaly, growing up, he thought he'd be playing and winning All-Ireland minors and senior football championships with Offaly, but picked up golf at a young age and won the Irish Open when he was an amateur. He wasn't able to collect the money, and then went on, had a good career. In 2019, he won the Irish Open, or the British Open, which was held in Portrush. But he always maintained the Ryder Cup is the competition he likes best. He likes playing in a team, and it's akin to playing with Offaly, and he seems to be made for it. So well done to Shane and the rest of the team, and it looks like they'll have the same captain, Luke Donald, maybe for to defend their title in Limerick in a few years' time. Prices, so the tickets haven't come out yet, but at the weekend in America, the daily ticket prices were $850 per person, and if you wanted a glass of beer, it was about $15 US. So let's hope it won't be that expensive when it comes to Ireland. All right, we're going to move on with a bit of Irish country music here from Cliona Hagan, a song called Old Flames. Bye. Welcome back, Cliona Hagan there, and Ór Flaims. Well, the flames are flickering at the moment in the Irish presidential election. Last week, I mentioned that we had three confirmed candidates, Heather Humphreys for Fine Gael, Jim Gavin from Fianna Fáil, and Catherine Connolly, independent. She got the backing of Sinn Féin last week, so she's the really got all the support coming from the left-leaning side of parties. And of course, we had Conservative Maria Steen that was hopeful of getting on that ballot paper last week. And unfortunately, she just lost out by the barest of margin. She needed 20 TDs to support her. She got to 18, but she needed two more. But unfortunately, she didn't get the support. There was three or four independent MPs that she thought would support her, including former government minister and attorney general Michael McDowell. And they worked together on a referendum last year, but she was hoping that he would support her, but she didn't. And after she failed to get on the nomination paper, she appeared outside Leinster House with her husband. She's a barrister, an architect, a Montessori teacher. She's homeschooled her five children, and she was working for an organization called the Iona Institute for a number of years, but she said she hasn't worked with them 5 years, a really conservative organization in Ireland. And but anyway, she didn't get the nomination. She made a statement outside Leinster House. I'm not an expert on women's handbags, but anyway, she had a handbag that particular day, holding the handbag, and it turned out the handbag was what was known as a Hermes handbag. And they're a collector's item. If you want to buy a new one, there's fake ones out there, but everybody is absolutely positive Maria didn't have a fake one. It would cost you €46,000. So the bag got more attention than she did for the following few days, and dominated the news. And then at the weekend, both she and Michael McDowell came out with various articles. McDowell saying he told her as early as July he wouldn't be supporting her. He said she was a very divisive figure, and he said they didn't really get on that well. She maintained that was all wrong. So there was a bit of a tip for tat over the weekend in newspaper articles. But anyway, she didn't get on the ballot. So we've got three candidates, and they had their first televised debate on Monday night on Virgin TV. But unfortunately, it didn't really take off. There was it looked dour and dull. I wasn't able to watch it, but nobody came out on top. Maybe Catherine Connolly shaded it over the other two, but Fianna Fáil would have been happy that their candidate, the former Dublin footballer and manager Jim Gavin, who's no political experience, he did quite well. So there's another debate this weekend, and there'll be a bigger one on Irish TV in a few weeks' time. All the three candidates are out there, but many people are saying they're not going to vote, and some of them saying they will vote, they'll spoil their vote and put Maria Steen's name on it. It's the first time since 1990 that there was only three candidates on the ballot. But the election is taking place on the 24th of October. All right, we're going to play a bit of music now, and I want to dedicate this song. It's Galway Bay, Dolores Keane, to a regular listener to Ireland Calling. She lives in Lissacara in Galway, Nora Keane. Nora is mourning the loss of her last sibling, Michael, from Ballymoe in County Galway. And to cheer you up tonight, Nora, I thought I'd play Dolores Keane. And Nora's son, Colin, who lives in Westport, is a regular listener to Ireland Calling, as they say, Sister Mary, who lives in the Netherlands, and Sean in Birmingham. So for you, Dolores Keane, and in memory of your brother, Nora Michael, who was laid to rest this week.
Bound. But sweet and green, the
start a fire once more. For all the gold I told, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and gray. And I'd lay my bones neath churchyard stones beside you. Blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all of heaven I'll ask of God upon my dying day. My soul to soul.
Dolores Cain and Galway Bay. And the weather isn't too bad over there at the moment. The weather over in Ireland over the last week has been quite good. So certainly I was lucky when I was at home in August, we really got the best of the weather. Well, sadly, I don't want to dwell too much on the sad news, but there's been some tragic events in Ireland over the last 3 or 4 days. First of all, on Sunday morning, news broke in Ireland of the discovery of a young girl and her dad in a housing estate in Finglas in North Dublin. And within a short few hours, the police said they were looking for nobody else, that it was a murder or suicide. And the family were from Poland. And the girl was about to celebrate her 6th birthday this weekend, had just started school. And the dad was a bus driver and the mother was a nurse. She discovered the grisly scene late on Saturday night. So country was reeling after that, of course, still reeling with the discovery of the partial remains of a young boy that went missing 4 years ago. That was in the north side of Dublin as well. And then on even Monday, the news got grimmer. Monday evening, news broke that the bodies of husband and wife and their son were found in a rural village in County Louth. And the man was arrested shortly afterwards and he was helping police with inquiries. But within the last few hours, news has broke that the man arrested is the son of the deceased parents and a brother of the young man that was killed as well. And he's being charged with 3 counts of murder of Sina. The judge has given him legal aid and he's to get medical support at all news items today relate to the fact that he was in and out of hospital getting treatment, and sadly the brother that he killed suffered from autism, and one other brother is studying in the States. He's on his way back to Ireland. The father and mother are well known in the local community. They just celebrated 33 years of marriage, very involved in community affairs. And the father was a great runner and ran many marathons, including the Boston Marathon. But it's highlighting both these tragedies, the issues in mental health awareness in Ireland and, the problem that exists over there. And, of course, it's here in New Zealand as well. So it is a really, really tragic event. And, of course, there's been a number of other ones in recent months. You had the case up in Fermanagh there in July where a husband killed his wife and 2 children and then himself. So may all these people rest in peace. Okay, we'll move on with Amble and Mariner Boy. Now these guys, Amble, they're unbelievable. They toured obviously here. They only had a small venue in New Zealand early in the year. But they're doing concerts in Ireland now next year and they're all sold out. There's the one final concert going on sale for a concert in St. Anne's Park out in Clontarf Fairview next May, and tickets for that are completely sold out. And we'll have a Christy Moore song later. I mentioned about his concerts in Dublin later this year and they're all completely sold out. But anyway, here is Amble and Mariner Boy.
Saving my my flowers away for you. Though it's homeward, I know I should be. Summer's gone, and the birds they have flown on the winds of the migrating sea. On the winds of the migrating sea. Captain, he asked me on a cold winter's eve, is it marriage you're intending to be? Is the love at the door, waiting at the shore, with a candle and babe on her sleeve? With a candle and babe on her sleeve. There's no bonny lass waiting for me. If I had one, I would lay down my folly and not be gone fishing with thee. And not be gone fishing with thee. 2 years ago, there came to the show a fair maiden courting for me. We had one with the ring and the money, but she wallowed in pity for me. She said, a mariner, boy's never free. Often the day, sitting up on the waves, that I wish I could then see your face. The dark hair entwined down her magical spine, but I'll always remember her name. Yes, I'll always remember her name.
Welcome back. That was Amble and Mariner Boy. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Hope you're enjoying the program tonight. And indeed, all the news and music coming from Ireland. Disappointment here with many fair-minded people in New Zealand that New Zealand didn't follow Ireland, along with over 150 other countries, in recognising Palestine as an independent state. And I see there was an article about that written in the Irish papers on Monday. But hopefully New Zealand will move and recognise Palestine soon. They've given the reasons why they didn't. But disappointment. Ireland was one of the first countries, to basically come up the ranks and support Palestine. And as a result of that, Israel closed their embassy in Dublin. Of course, now there's a deal put to the Palestinian, well, the Hamas political leaders, and they've got, according to Trump, 3 or 4 days to accept it. I did hear a Palestinian leader talking on Irish radio this morning, and he said he's not sure whether this will work. He said the Palestinian political leaders weren't involved, and this seems to be all driven by Israel on their terms. So it's a terrible, terrible situation. There was a doctor interviewed on RTE last week. He's just come back from working for the last few months in Gaza. And the conditions there are unbelievable. We see it on our news here. And, people aren't really, people are turned off. It's gone on for so long. And as somebody pointed out the other day, there's atrocities happening, as we know, in Ukraine, Sudan, and other countries around the world. But the Middle East and what's happening there, the fact that there's aid and medicine and food on the border that Israel is often going in, is just unbelievable. So hopefully, maybe this little deal might bring an end to the war, but who knows? Okay, let's take another song. This time it's Christy Dignam, and passed away last year, one of Ireland's great musicians. Here's a song he wrote for his wife, a song for Catcher.
The moment I foresaw your face, my love, that night I sleep or close my eyes. A picture stayed inside my mind, my love. And when I woke, I felt you near. See, I was captured.
Christy Dignam there, and song for Catherine, of course. He was part of a great music group called Aslam, and but Christy had a 10-year battle with cancer and passed away just over a year ago. Of course, Barack Obama turned up in Ireland the other day. He spoke at an event in Dublin on Friday evening. It was a sellout event at the Point Depot. About 13,000 people turned up. So there was some cheap tickets, about €100, but you wanted to get a copy of his book signed and a photograph with him. The price for that was about €2,000. He was given the Freedom of Dublin City the day before at a private function that was organised at Shelburne Hotel because of security reasons. He wasn't able to do it at the Lord Mayor's residence in the Mansion House. And he also dined with Bono and Bono's wife out in Killiney before the event on Friday evening. Not a lot of publicity about what he spoke. I think he was interviewed by Fintan O'Toole, and I saw one headline saying that he blamed both Israel and Palestine, or the Hamas leaders, for the unfolding events in the Middle East. But it was probably a very sanitized questions and answer sessions, and no doubt he wouldn't have dwelled too much. He would have told O'Toole the type of questions that he wanted to be asked. He wouldn't venture into criticising the current president in America. Obviously, they come from different backgrounds, but certainly a popular man. And of course, he came to Ireland when he was president, a huge event. When he came to Ireland during one of the years, he was the president. Another American visit in Ireland at the moment, he put Ireland on the map. He's Bill Murray, the comedian, or a movie star, comedian as well, but he's recording a program going around Ireland, playing some really good golf courses for the BBC. Hopefully he'll be able to get some decent fine weather. See, Boyzone, I don't know, they ran out of money, but they're reuniting next year for a gig at Emirates Stadium next summer in England. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure that what you call it would be a big concert. All right, we'll take another song, and the Corrs, and this time they're singing All About Runaway. Yeah, they're still going strong. They kind of broke up and they're back again, but there they are with a song called Runaway. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Ukraine Group. also to touch on a farming issues on the program here. I see that there's a report published recently that TB infection rates are rising in Ireland, despite this is obviously TB in animals, with over 100 million spent on eradication. But at the moment, it's basically, it doesn't seem to be working. Many farmers maintain that the spread of it is due to badgers, which are protected species in Ireland. But it's certainly very worrying if your animals are infected by TB and we have to sell them out. Looking at the Farm and Independent this week, Ireland faces impossible equation to fund common agriculture and policy. European Commission's new post-27 budget plan has been described by Agriculture Minister Martin Heyman as fundamentally changing how farming support operates, while a hard-hitting analyst reveals a nearly insurmountable funding challenge for Ireland. Of course, there's the delegation issue that was happening about the amount of nitrate farmers can spread on their farms. Fianna Fáil pressures Fine Gael over tillage. A nice picture here of Jane Stocker from Ballygarvan after taking part in the Walker class of the Kilbrin Plough Association's annual match over the weekend. I see my own near neighbours in Glenamaddy, they had their own plough event the other day, which was a really popular event. From ChatGPT to farm droids, the robots aren't coming, they're already here. This is a regular column by Darren McCulloch, who's a mixed farmer in County Meath, and he's talking about all the things. Borbia in the dark over Dawn Meat's New Zealand deal. Borbia says it did not have any prior knowledge of Dawn Meat's proposed 250 million euro takeover of a majority stake in New Zealand's Alliance Group. In response to a detailed query from the Farm Independent, the state marketing board simply said, "We had no involvement or prior awareness of this deal." Did not respond to other queries from the Farming Independent, including what safeguards are in place to ensure taxpayer support to market and development continues to benefit Irish producers, and how concerns from Irish farmers that non-Irish product could leverage these markets will be addressed. So Dawn Meats also failed to respond to a series of questions, including how the deal might affect its existing Irish farmer supplies and how much New Zealand product Alliance currently exports into the UK and Europe, and how that might increase. Yeah, so that deal, I think, has to be ratified here in New Zealand, and I know a number of farming groups are certainly opposed to it. So there's a bit to play in that. Yes, whilst is our neighbour destroyed 40 metres of hedgerow to put a new entrance onto a shared laneway without asking us, we're getting planning permission, what can we do? This is Mary Frances Fahey. She's a lawyer that gives works in Ballardrina and Roscommon, and she gives good advice there, like Mary Hunnam here in the Herald on Saturday with her financial advice. But that she writes or listens, she answers some really good questions there. What else is happening? Of course, many farmers now have got all their tillage in done. It'll be some time, I suppose, for this, obviously. From my memory going up, we were also digging potatoes in October, cold, wet, October days. We'd be out there farming potatoes. But there's still some nice pictures in the papers here. And of course, farm prices are still very, very high. Beef and land prices and meat prices are still probably the best they have been for many years. Forgot to mention last week that dispute over the purchase of a farm down in Tipperary by Irish businessman living in New York, and he was offering about 5.5 million more than John Magner, who thought that he had a deal done with this family. We're selling a farm, 750 acres, prime land in Tipperary, and they went to court, and the judge ruled last week in favour of the family, saying that there was no deal done in a handshake, and that the family were allowed to sell it for a higher price. I think his price was about 15 million. They sold it for 22.5, and he hasn't responded whether he will appeal the decision. He's one of the wealthiest men in Ireland, has a huge bloodstock business, and owns about, I think somebody said, nearly 10,000 acres down in a Tipperary pine land. Right, let's move on here. And we've got Dolores Keane and the Island. Welcome back. Well, I think we're running out of time here. I'm just looking at all my time here and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll have time for one more song before we finish up tonight. You've been listening to Ireland Calling. It's brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. One man that passed away at the weekend, former Irish civil servant Martin Mansra. He did a lot of work in helping bring the peace process to Northern Ireland. He was a Fianna Fáil man, grew up in England, went to Cambridge or Oxford. One stage he was referred to as a West Brit in Ireland, but Charlie Haughey brought him into the fold, and certainly he did a lot of work behind the scenes. And Fergus Finlay, in his column in the Examiner on Tuesday, wrote a lovely article that didn't really get on before they started working together when Fianna Fáil and Labour went into office in 1992. And when that government fell apart, they basically threw barbs at each other. And Finlay, Martin was said some critical things to Fergus Finlay, and there was an inquiry into how the government failed. But after that, Fergus, Martin apologised to Fergus, and Fergus said that was the last time he spoke to him, but he said he was a wonderful man. He did a lot of good work and he'd be missed. Finally, the budget is on October the 7th, and of course the presidential election is dominating all the news, and a number of economic advisors in Ireland have told the government they should be very careful about pumping an extra $8.2 billion into the economy, because it's overheated at the moment. So it looks like that they had that money, they were going to spend it, so we'll have to wait and see. So we'll have details on that budget for you next week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. You've been listening to Ireland Calling. We go out tonight with Christy Moore and singing all about Liston Barra. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. Liston Barra. Liston, 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 Liston Barra.
How's it going there? Everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk and Lennamaddy. Here we are in the County Clare, it's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren, and the Cliffs of Moher, and the Tulla, and the Kilfenor, and Michael Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy and Noel Hill. Flutes and fiddles everywhere, if it's music you want, you should go to Clare. Sure, everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Some head off to exotic places. Others go to the Galway races. A cousin of mine goes potholing. A cousin of hers loves Joe Dolan. Matty goes to the south of France. Jim to the dogs and pizza to the dance. Summer comes around each year. We go there and they come here. Some jet off to Frihiliana. But I always go to Liston Barra.
Oh, Liston Barra. Liston, 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 Liston Barra.
I always leave of a Thursday night with my tent and my ground sheet rolled up tight. I like to hit Liston in or around Friday afternoon. This gives me time to get my gear together. I don't need to worry about the weather. Ramble in for a pint of stout, because you never know who'd be hanging about. There's a Dutchman playing a mandolin, a German looking for Limoga Flynn, and there's Adam Bono and Gareth Fitzgerald getting their photo taken for the Sun to World. Finbar Charlie and Jim Hand, and they're drinking pints to bait the band, and they're grand. They flocked in throngs to hear the music and the songs, and motorbikes and high-ass vans with bottles, barrels, flagons, cans. Mighty cracking. Loads of frolics. Pioneers and alcoholics, and Black Spook in the FCA, and Finn Kelly in the IRA, and hairy chests and milk white ties, and Mickey Dodgers in disguise. McGraths, O'Briens, Pippins, Coxes, massage parlors and horse boxes. RTE or making tapes. Taking breaks and throwing shapes. There's Aurons, Baurons, Amadons, Arab sheiks, Hindu sikhs, Jesus freaks. This is heaven, this is hell. Who cares? Who can tell? Anyone for the last few chuck ices now?
Oh, Liston Barra. Liston, Liston, Liston Barra.
A 747 for Jackson Brown. They had to build a special room just to get him down before the chieftains could start to play. Seven creamy pints came out in a tray. Shergar was ridden by Lord Lucan. Sean Cannon did the backstage cooking. Planet were playing Harry's game, and Christy was singing Nancy Spain. Mary O'Hara and Brush Shields together doing the Four Green Fields. Van der Mann and Emmy Lou and Moving Hearts and Planxty too. Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Sean Doherty goes to the Roses for Lee, and Oliver J. Flanagan goes swimming in the Holy Sea. But I like the music in the open air, so every summer I go to Clare. Cause Woodstock, Knocking or the Feast of Cana could hold a match to Listoon Varna.
Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna.
Sure.